By now, you should be getting a clearer sense of who your ideal customer is and what they may need from you. Now we need to go just one more step before we can wrap up your target persona. We need to think through where your target audience is. This is important because it helps determine how and where you're going to reach them as a marketer. And later, when you need to select specific marketing tactics or channels, you'll be better prepared to do just that. Here are a few questions to ask. First, where do they get their information? How do they learn? Put yourself in your customer's shoes and imagine how they'll get information about the types of services you offer. Where would they get information to help solve their problem? You can even think beyond your own product or service. In general, how do they get information? So for example, maybe I'm a marketing professional and somebody is targeting me as a customer. As a marketing professional, I might get information from conferences, from the American Marketing Association, or from a trade publication. Another question to ask is, where do they spend their time? Think literally, where do they go? It could be physical or virtual. For example, maybe there's a conference that all the marketers in the food industry like to go to. That would be relevant for a business to know if they wanted to provide services to marketing professionals. Virtual examples include blogs or community websites. Here's another question to ask. What influences them and who do they follow? Maybe they read publications or maybe they follow actual people. Are there people who influence them? Are there certain social channels where they get information? Here are some questions that can help you brainstorm further. You can fill in the blanks. They watch what TV channels or shows? They listen to what? Influencers, radio stations, podcasts, what are they possibly listening to? What are other companies targeting these same customers putting out there? What do they read? What publications, blogs, or websites might they be reading? Maybe they are members of certain groups. Do they attend events? That could be anything from a music festival to a business conference. And lastly, which social networks do they regularly use? You may not have an answer for every one of these questions, and that's okay, but you should be able to at least answer some and create a mental picture of your target customer. And once you've done that, you're ready to move on and begin pulling everything we've talked about together.